From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the Islamic group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande. VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant is in France and has more details.
Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to reporters after meeting with President Hollande this morning. He says that the French president will be meeting President Barack Obama in about a week's time in Washington. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, President Hollande talked about ramping up a broad coalition to fight Islamic State, or Daesh, as he calls it. And Secretary of State John Kerry said that there will be discussions on the steps to increase efforts in combating Daesh. In the meantime, Mr. Hollande has also talked about holding talks with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin.
Again, that is VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant in France. The talks between the two leaders come days after a series of shootings and suicide bombings killed at least 129 people in Paris. Meanwhile, France and Russia both staged airstrikes on Islamic State targets in northern Syria Tuesday, as Paris formally requested European Union assistance in its fight against the group behind last Friday's bloody attacks on the French capital. French warplanes targeted a command post and a recruitment center in the city of Raqqa. Meanwhile, in Brussels, a French defense minister evoked EU's mutual assistance clause. The 28 EU member states accepted the French request, but it was not immediately clear what assistance that would be. VOA News. Greece reached an agreement with European creditors Tuesday on economic measures it needs to introduce so it can get its next batch of bailout money, including a 10 billion euro cash injection for its crippled banks. Though the Greek government had already made a number of reforms required for its third international bailout, and it balked at a few, notably a law making it easier to evict people in arrears on their mortgages and reduce banks' bad loans. The head of Russia's security service said Tuesday that last month's deadly plane crash in Egypt's Sinai region was a terrorist act, and explosives were found on both the wreckage and luggage from the aircraft. The Federal Security Service chief said the blast came from an improvised explosive device made up to 1 kilogram of TNT. The FSB also announced a $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to find and punish whoever was responsible and called on the country's partners to help identify the culprits. The Russian president goes on to say that the murder of our people in Sinai is one of the bloodiest by the number of victims of such crimes. We won't wipe off tears over our hearts and souls. It will stay with us forever, but that will not prevent us from finding and punishing the perpetrators. The Metrojet flight from Sharm el-Sheikh was headed to St. Petersburg October 31st when it crashed in the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Tuesday to help Asia-Pacific allies boost their maritime security as part of talks with leaders in the Philippine capital of Manila.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
The White House announced a package of up to $259 million in new aid over the course of 2 years. It includes $79 million for the Philippines, $40 million for Vietnam, $21 million for Indonesia, and $2.5 million for Malaysia. A train derailed Tuesday in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, killing at least 12 people and injuring more than 50 others. The train was carrying about 300 passengers when it went off its tracks near Quetta on its way to Rawalpindi. Officials blame that accident on brake failure. Gold prices slipped Tuesday, heading towards new six-year low as the dollar rose and stocks rebounded from losses associated with Friday's attacks in Paris. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is set to raise the U.S. interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.